Hi guys, what's up? It's Brittany and welcome to One Hot Mess. All right guys, today we're going to be talking about something pretty interesting. And that would be how your body, mind, and spirit evolve every 7 years. Yeah. It's not a myth, but rather a scientifically proven fact that our bodies and minds change every 7 years. All of us are changing every moment. Our cells replace each other and are changing. Pretty cool, right? Yeah, so according to scientists, seven-year cycles are extremely important to doctors, teachers, social scientists, and psychiatrists. And this is because of how your mind and body change every 7 years. So here's how your body, mind, and spirit evolve every 7 years. I've said that 15 times, but I'm so sorry. Anyway. Okay, from 0 to 7 years, physical, emotional, and social development influenced by your immediate environment. So this is the beginning of life, the most important stage in one's life. At this period of time, we are driven by the instincts of hunger. The necessity for love, protection, and support, the feeling of pain and the impact on the environment. And while this happens, our inner and mental structures are built, which in later years allow us to feel, think, and be aware of our identities as individuals. And we learn a lot of behavioral responses unconsciously, and the culture we are born into has a strong influence on this. Like an Australian would react to a caterpillar by eating it, while someone from North Europe or America would behave in a different way. Our learning as babies depends on how we respond with willingness or with fear. Yes. So the physical and glandular systems at birth are different from the ones in later years, with the sexual organs yet to develop and a very large thymus that becomes smaller with age, we do not experience any intimate sensation, and our responses to truth or lie are very primitive. Slowly, it is the social morality which the child develops. Learning is one of the key activities of this period. We learn motor movements, speech, relationships we have with ourselves and with the environment, and also language, or languages, to communicate. Starting from our birth, we are dependent on our loved ones for our physical, emotional, and social needs. If our loved ones leave us, or we get the threat of their leaving, we experience feelings of jealousy, anger, or pain. And if we fail to mature beyond this age, as adults, we will experience this at a greater level. Okay, and then we got 7 to 14 years. Fast physical development and growing psychological autonomy. The development of the earlier phase is continued here. The ideas, concepts, and associations which had begun are now being discovered by the child. And the child experiences physical and psychological development. Sexual organs slowly start maturing towards puberty. And, you know, you start to learn so sorry, the thymus considerably decreases in size, promoting the development of right, wrong, and social responsibility. And adult teeth replace milk teeth, and the child has started creating an inner world of their own with their own heroes, dreams, happiness, dangers, and imagination. So the direction of the child's interest is also viable. Not viable. I cannot damn talk, y'all. I'm sorry. Visible. It's visible at this point in time. And associations with the outer world increase because the child learns to share and interact and control earlier instincts in favor of surviving in groups. And the habits learned all this while becoming a part of the character of the child. Then we got the 14 to 21 years, emotional and physical development. This period is characterized by strong emotional and physiological changes. With the dawn of puberty, their physical and emotional instincts are able to run wild, and they are able to discover themselves in relation to the world. And during this phase, you'll start to experience physical, emotional, and social development growth through puberty. As a child goes from teen to adult, we start becoming self-conscious, and we start appreciating art, music, and literature, and distinguish, you know, the subtler tones of color. And our ideas of morality change. We become aware of ourselves. We tend to choose a partner for our own needs and have a difficult time figuring out our boundaries. Independence is one of the key driving forces of this period. A number of us experience this urge to just break away from home. Our childhood fades away, leaving behind scars that affect our world. And this stage needs to add maturity and dignity to us. If it doesn't happen, then we are labeled as lacking maturity. Then we have the 21 to 28 years, mental and emotional refinement. And during this phase, the young adult finally enters into the stage of life, which is adulthood, mentally and emotionally. You gain a sense of control over your emotions in this phase, and your physical powers are peaking along with your enthusiasm, your independence, and recklessness. We start creating the base of our career and relationships, which will earn us respect in the larger world. And the sparks of interest seen in earlier cycles have a definite shape, and abilities are more developed now. In relationships, we learn to choose our partners based on the human beings they are. We learn to live a life with them by loving, supporting, adjusting, respecting, and compromising without causing any harm to ourselves. And we act with our intuition, judgment, understanding, and insight. We start handling our relationship issues in a positive way and face the challenges at our professional levels. And if personal relationships and problems aren't healed now, we will be facing them in later years. Okay, then we have the 28 to 35 years. Physical and mental peak. This is the phase where our creative process of mind comes to the forefront. And during this phase, your physical foundation is at its greatest strength, and you're full of ambitions and knowledge. Most people are hitting an all-time high in their careers or creating lasting relationships, getting married, having kids, and more. Researchers and artists are at the peak of their careers at this point in time. According to researchers, the association centers of the brain come to their peak at the age of 35. The emotions become subtle. We understand ourselves better, and we realize who we are and what are the characters forced on us by our family, friends, and society. Then we have 35 to 42 years, and this is the midlife crisis stage. A new restlessness is being felt depending on one's personality and circumstances. And during this phase, a person is probably either content with where they are at or their mind is elsewhere, considering if they need to make a big life change. Our careers, habits, and relationships are evaluated by us, modified and changed. We can identify what makes us from the ones that don't. And for those who haven't reached their peak of realization or creativity in the earlier phase, this is the time they do. And then we have 42 to 49 years, and this is personal reinvention. So this is the stage when major changes in our lives take place. So during this phase, you're settled, grounded, and you have adapted to living your life. You might be a mom, a dad, a married person, a single person, and the idea of children, family, or work gets more important during this time. We are all self-introspect and take major turns, be it in careers or relationships. If we haven't made any mark in life already, we try to achieve it at this stage. Emotional love is more of unconditional love now, but a lot of us tend to retain that emotional age of a child. This is the age we start discarding stereotypes and believing in ourselves. Okay, then we got the 49 to 56 years, spiritual awakening. You have inspiration, mastery, and growing power in your career and in life in general. And during this age, we are in our midlife and are mostly happy with our lives and where we are now. And with the loss of our strength and vitality, we look inwards and we accept the changes in our body. And for the ones who haven't realized who they are and what's their purpose in life, this age is the age of extreme depression, unfortunately. 56 to 63 years, a deeper understanding of life. Your intuition and knowledge at this time, they're very strong as you are emerging into consciousness, and your sense of connection with the world is at its all-time high. This is the age of accepting inner peace and embracing tranquility in life. And there's a great shift in adjusting to our aging bodies, our relationships, and our changing perceptions of the world around us. And then 63 to 70 years, a growing comfort with life. These years offer a blessing, grace, and opportunity for yourself and others. And at this period, we start having a deeper understanding of ourselves with the decrease in needs from our external world. We tend to see the best side of things and become aware of death. Detachment is practiced during this time. Okay, then we got 70 to 77 years. Okay, these years offer more intuition, acceptance, and wisdom in life. You're more connected to yourself and the world than in previous cycles. One can mature anytime, but this is the period where one can connect to the inner self most. Unconditional love increases a lot, and one starts accepting in a greater manner. And then we have 77 to 84 years onwards, stage of passing on knowledge. From these years and onwards, people will turn to you for your wisdom, vision, and intuitive words for the long term. And by this time, a new self has already developed. It has come out of the experiences of life already lived. The perceptions have widened, and one's lives have widened and one lives life in a different way. Yeah, so I just thought that was kind of pretty interesting. And I just wanted to share that with you guys real quickly. So I hope you guys thought that was as interesting as I did. Okay, guys, that is it for today. But thank you so, so much for listening. Please make sure to hit that follow button. And please share One Hot Mess with a friend. I'd greatly appreciate it. And I will talk to you guys next time. Have an amazing day.